Today, we are going to learn about mindfulness. Have you ever heard the word mindfulness before? Being mindful of something means really paying attention to something. Mindfulness has to do with paying attention to what is happening each moment in our body, in our mind, and even with our emotions. Being fully focused in the present. Have you ever felt stressed or really worried about something? Can you think of any words to describe that feeling? When we are stressed, our thoughts can go very fast, which makes it hard to focus. We might feel like too much is happening too fast and get stuck in unhelpful thought patterns, always worrying about the future or thinking about the past. When we are not fully present, we are more likely to go on autopilot. What do you think that means? It means that we act without thinking, or simply reacting to our emotions and thoughts without really thinking about them first. The result is that we often say or do something that we later regret. Mindfulness can help us learn how to pay close attention to many things. It can also help us focus and do well in school, sports, or music. It can help us calm down when we are angry, sad, or frustrated. Mindfulness can help us feel happy and learn to love ourselves, too. This school year, we will practice mindfulness to train our minds to become stronger. Think about preparing for a 10-mile race. If you have never tried running before, running for just 1 mile will probably feel very hard. However, the more you practice running, the stronger your muscles become. Before you know it, a 1 mile run will seem very easy. Think of mindfulness in the same way. Your brain is like a muscle. You can train it to become stronger, more focused, and in control. It may be difficult at first, and you may even feel like giving up. But just remember that every exercise makes your mind stronger and increases your confidence. Each exercise, you will learn something new about mindfulness. And today, we will learn how to sit in a mindful way. We call it our mindful posture. Today, we're going to practice mindful posture. The word posture means the way you hold your body. When we're feeling lazy or tired, we like to slouch. When we slouch, our shoulders fall forward, our backs curve, and our arms hang loose. Slouching can feel good sometimes, but when we practice mindfulness, it's important to get into a mindful posture. First, straighten your spine. We normally sit and stand with our spines bent forward or over to one side, but sitting with a straight spine helps you breathe more deeply and feel better. Remember that your neck is an extension of your spine. So, when you straighten your spine, you should be able to imagine your entire spine, from your neck to your lower back, in one vertical line, like a tree trunk. Pretend that someone is holding a string above you, connecting the back of your head, neck, and spine. Keep that string straight and relaxed. If you're sitting in a chair, place both of your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting on the floor, you can cross your legs in front of you. Rest your hands in your lap. Pull your shoulders back a little bit, but not so much that they get stiff. When you pull your shoulders back, you open your chest and heart, and you can breathe more deeply. Sway your body back and forth and side to side a few times. Take a moment to find your center of balance, the point where your weight is equal on all sides. Finally, when you're ready, either close your eyes or look downward to the floor. Take a deep breath in and slowly let it out. Now, You're in mindful posture. Let's quietly take a few more slow, deep breaths. Great job! Now you have learned how to sit in a mindful posture. You don't have to always be this still and quiet, but every time we practice mindfulness, we will come back to our mindful posture. Our mindful posture helps us keep our body still so we can breathe deeply and really pay attention to what's happening around us. It also keeps the classroom still so our classmates can pay attention. We can be mindful of our friends and our teacher by being mindful of our bodies first. This week, try to notice when your body is not mindful. You might notice that you're tapping your feet, sliding around in your chair, or slouching over your table. When you notice that, try to sit upright in your mindful posture and notice how it feels. Great job, everyone!